live across Boorloo. You are on Breakfast with Mark Patrick on Noongar Radio.
You certainly are, and it's about 15 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock now on Noongar Radio, Friday, August the 12th. 2022, and I've got Joe O'Connor, manager of the plastic program from the Department of Water and Environment Regulation, on the line with me. Good morning, Joe, and welcome to Noongar Radio.
Good morning, Mark, and thanks for having me along.
No worries. So, what's your full title there at the plastic program?
Oh, so I'm a senior environmental officer, so I'm one of the team of people that are working to reduce single-use plastics and their impacts.
Right, okay. So the state government's now banned most single-use plastics from circulation, and the plastics now banned include plastic bags and cutlery and straws and food containers and plates, and they've all been banned as they do not naturally biodegrade in the environment, and instead they're lingering around for hundreds of, maybe even thousands of years, causing damage. And the ban seeks to prevent these plastics from getting into our environment, as they cannot be recycled properly, or instead they end up as landfill or litter. What's been banned in stage one, Joe?
Right, that's a great question, Mark. So the stage one bans have included a whole list of problematic disposable plastics. So it includes things like the stirrers that you use in your drinks, straws, plastic straws, but noting on straws that there are exemptions for people that require them, because there are people that need to use straws to meet their life needs. So it's been important that we've considered their needs and they're still available for those that do require them. We've banned cutlery, plates, cold cups, bowls that don't have a lid, takeaway food containers if they're provided without a lid, and also in polystyrene or expanded polystyrene styrofoam takeaway food containers, plastic shopping bags, as you mentioned, and also the release of helium balloons into the air.
Okay, just the release of helium balloons? What about ones that you actually blow up via your mouth?
Yes, well, helium balloons are more likely to rise into the air and float away, so it's those gas-filled balloons that are released at events or special occasions are the ones that are banned.
Okay.
But we know that people will be responsible for their use of balloons with air filled as well, because they can also blow, but it's the helium balloon ones.
Right. Okay, so when did the ban come into effect?
So, yeah, the regulations came into effect on the 1st of January. However, the state government listened to the community and industry, and we needed time to adapt and to change and to get the new stocks in for our businesses and deplete existing stocks. So the provisions for enforcement came into effect on the 1st of July, so just a few weeks ago now, or a month ago now, for all items except for the cold cuts. We've given a bit longer because a bit longer was required, so that those enforcement provisions don't come into effect until the 1st of October.
Okay. So what has the government done to try to prepare businesses for the change, apart from give them that extra 6 months? What has the government actually done to try to prepare businesses for the change, other than giving them that little bit of extra time?
Yes, sure. So we've engaged the National Retail Association to undertake direct engagement with retailers and suppliers. And when I say retailers, it includes food outlets, community organisations, shopping centres. So they have contacted over 10,000 retailers and have also undertaken 300 shopping centre visits, and also have offered 20 online information sessions. And while that direct engagement has now finished, the National Retail Association still have a very comprehensive website for retailers and suppliers to refer to, and they also have a phone hotline. So if a retailer or supplier is needing some support, they can contact the NRA for information and support to make that transition. And the government's also contracted the Boomerang Alliance, who have a plastic-free places program. So that's direct one-on-one engagement with businesses in the hospitality sector, so cafes, restaurants, bars, sports stadiums, to help them transition, because they're obviously impacted because the items are often food-related, to help them make the transition and the change. And local government's doing a great job spreading the message to their businesses about that program.
Okay, so we've obviously got a stage one. That's the stage one. What's stage two?
Yeah. Stage two too. Yes, well, that's coming up and we're busy working on that. So we will be going out to consultation in the coming months, and we want everyone from the community and from industry to make it along to an online session, and also we have an online survey, so encourage your listeners to jump online and respond to that survey, because it's really important that we've received feedback. And the items included in stage two are cotton buds with the plastic stems, microbeads in personal wash-off products, your produce bags, which they're the ones on your roll in your fruit and veggie section, coffee cups and lids, the lids that weren't banned in stage one, so we're looking at lids for cold cups, bowls and takeaway food containers, some types of polystyrene packaging, polystyrene cups, I'm talking the expanded polystyrene ones, and also oxo-degradable plastics.
Wow, so can be
quite a big list too.
Yeah. Okay, so are all other states in Australia also banning plastic items, and how does WA compare to the rest of Australia?
WA is doing really well in this space. The WWF, World Wildlife Fund for Nature, keep a scorecard on how all the states are tracking, and currently WA is leading on that table, so that's something we're very proud of. But lots of states, and in fact all states, some states have already banned certain single-use plastic items, and those that haven't are certainly developing policies to do the same. So there's not one state or territory in Australia that's not taking action to reduce single-use plastics. And our close relatives across the ocean in New Zealand have also implemented regulations, as have many other countries in the world, to get rid of these problematic plastics.
Okay, so we've spoken about why they're out there. Why all of a sudden has the governments in Australia decided to take action?
Yes, so that's a really good question, and that, I guess, underpins why this work has been taken and the objectives behind taking such actions. So their impacts. So while plastics, you know, are an amazing product, they're convenient, they're easy, but unfortunately many of these single-use items are being littered, they're not being recycled, only 12% have ever been recycled, and they're ending up in our environment, and they're impacting on our fauna. And if you look at our beaches, 75% of the rubbish cleaned up on beaches is actually plastic, and we're responsible for that plastic being there. So it's impacting on our fauna. It's in also our waste streams. So there's a lot of contamination of plastics that shouldn't be recycling, going into recycling. Many are just going straight to landfill. So that's not a great outcome, and particularly if we don't need to use them. And also there are more emerging evidence on the impacts on human health. Plastics.
Yes, I read the other day in a report that what did they call them? Nanoparticles of plastic, like plastic that's actually so small you can't see it under a microscope, but it's still plastic.
Yes, and plastics of that size are being found in the bloodstream of people and deep in their lungs. So there's been emerging research on that as well. The impacts of that actually are still being understood.
Wow. It's a pretty scary prospect, actually. Okay. Well, we really appreciate your time this morning on Noongar Radio. Joe O'Connor, Manager of the Plastic Program, Senior Environmental Officer down there at the Water Department. We really appreciate your time. Thanks for being on Noongar Radio this morning.
Great. Thank you so much for having us along, Mark. Always happy to share the message about what's going on.
Excellent.